Live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, this is Bloomberg Daybreak for Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Coming up this hour.
The accused Brooklyn subway shooter faces terrorism charges in federal court today.
President Biden authorizes $800 million in new military aid for Ukraine.
And bank earnings roll in. Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley all report this morning.
New York's surging COVID cases are driven by a new subvariant. Plus, Texas Governor Greg Abbott defies pressure from those opposed to his new border policy. I'm Michael Barr. More ahead.
I'm John Stanshower in sports. Vladimir Guerrero's three home runs lifted Toronto over the Yankees. The Mets and Rangers both won in Philadelphia.
That's all straight ahead on Bloomberg Daybreak on Bloomberg 1130 New York, Bloomberg 99.1 Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 1061 Boston, Bloomberg 960 San Francisco, Sirius XM 119. And around the world on BloombergRadio.com and via the Bloomberg Business app.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow, and U.S. stock index futures are little change this morning heading into the holiday weekend. We're coming up to 5:01 on Wall Street, and we check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg. And S&P and Dow futures are little change this morning. NASDAQ futures are up 17. The DAX in Germany is up 0.2%. 10-year Treasury up 6/32nds. Yield 2.67%. Yield on the 2-year 2.33%. Nathan.
Karen, we'll have more on markets in just a minute. First, the suspected shooter in the Brooklyn subway is set to appear in court today. Let's get the very latest live from Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. The man accused of being the gunman who shot 10 people and wounded others at a Brooklyn subway station was arrested in Manhattan yesterday. Mayor Eric Adams.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got him. We got him.
Police responded to a tip that the 62-year-old was at a McDonald's in Manhattan's East Village. James allegedly fired a 9mm Glock handgun at least 33 times in the Manhattan-bound N train. James, with addresses in Philadelphia and the Milwaukee area, will make an initial court appearance on terrorism charges in federal court in Brooklyn. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
And if convicted, he will face a sentence of up to life imprisonment.
U.S. Attorney P says the government will prove that James traveled across state lines in order to commit the offense. In New York, Michael Barr, Bloomberg Daybreak. Karen?
All right, Michael, thank you. Well, the subway shooting has prompted questions on how James might be prosecuted in this case. David Schwartz is a former Brooklyn prosecutor at Partner at Gertzman Schwartz.
Bottom line is charges will be the federal terrorism charge. There'll be attempted murder charges on the state level. There will be state charges, I believe, federal charges. The federal case will come first.
Former Brooklyn prosecutor David Schwartz spoke with our Washington correspondent Joe Matthew on Bloomberg Sound On. Catch the program weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, let's get to the latest on the war in Ukraine now, Karen. As Russia continues to reposition for new attacks in the east and south, the mayor of Mariupol says more than 20,000 people have been killed in the weeks-long siege of the city. And now President Biden has announced $800 million in new military aid for Ukraine. Bloomberg's Ed Baxter has the story.
The package includes artillery, ammunition, and White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says helicopters.
It was unclear for a while from their side whether they wanted additional helicopters. We have provided them helicopters in the past, and today they made clear they wanted them in, so we said, great. There are helicopters in the package.
So the new shipment marks a shift toward more offensive weapons. Prior shipments had been defensive systems. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Right, Ed, thank you. And turning to the markets now, bank earnings continue with Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all reporting this morning. And we get a preview from Bloomberg's Shanali Basak.
After J.P. Morgan reported earnings, it turns out that trading did not fall as much as expected. That should bode well for Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, which have a greater percentage of their earnings tied to trading businesses. The consumer is also in pretty strong shape, but there are some businesses that are not growing very quickly as rates start to rise. That will be of importance for Wells Fargo as it reports earnings today. And for Citigroup, there will be questions around the Russia exposure and whether the bank has to take losses tied to the country. I'm Shanali Basak for Bloomberg Daybreak.
Okay, Shanali, thank you. And we get another snapshot this morning on the health of the U.S. economy with the March reading on retail sales. Here with a preview of that is Bloomberg's Michael McKee.
March was a month of skyrocketing gasoline prices, so dollars collected at service stations should lead the forecast gains. But that may mean less spent on other categories. A Chicago Fed index that tracks retail sales suggests factor out gasoline and autos, and March retail sales may have declined significantly. To get a clearer picture of American spending, we'll also have to factor out inflation, which is at its highest since 1981. Given the Fed is expected to raise interest rates aggressively to bring inflation down, some retail strength would reassure policymakers the economy isn't about to go into recession. Michael McKee, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Mike, thank you. Well, please join Mike later this morning on Bloomberg Surveillance when he speaks live with New York Fed President John Williams. That's coming up at 8:45 a.m. Wall Street time on both Bloomberg Radio and television.
Of course, taming inflation is front and center for the Fed, Karen, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the central bank has a tough balancing act ahead, but it can be done.
They will try to maintain strong labor markets while bringing inflation down, but it has been done in the past. It's not an impossible combination, but it will require skill and also good luck.
Janet Yellen says she'll convene a meeting of top international financial officials next week to address a global food security crisis stemming from record prices.
Overseas, Nathan, we get a policy decision from the European Central Bank this morning. Economists say the ECB will almost certainly stand pat. They'll likely prioritize the fight against inflation over risk to the economy caused by the war in Ukraine.
In the meantime, Karen, inflation may soon have you paying higher prices at Amazon. Joining us here live to explain is Bloomberg's Renita Young. Good morning, Renita.
Good morning, Nathan. Amazon merchants were already grappling with cost-related fee hikes that took effect in January and averaged 5%. And now Bloomberg News has learned Amazon is adding a 5% fuel and inflation fee on merchants that use its shipping services. That's putting pressure on sellers to raise prices. It's scheduled to kick in on April 28th. Amazon joins a range of companies who've had to take action to offset rising costs. Airlines are raising ticket prices. Uber and Lyft added fuel surcharges, and FedEx and UPS have also raised their prices. Live in New York, I'm Renita Young, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Okay, Renita, thank you. Right now, S&P futures are little change to the downside. Dow futures are up, but by 3 points. NASDAQ futures up 20. The 10-year Treasury yield 2.68%. Straight ahead, your latest local headlines and a check of sports. This is Bloomberg. It's now 5:07 on Wall Street. We're at 57 degrees in Central Park. We have an overturned vehicle on the northbound Connecticut Turnpike toward Interchange 9. Michael Barr is back with us for the latest on the Brooklyn subway suspect and more on what's happening in New York and around the world. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. We're learning more about the suspected Brooklyn subway shooter who was arrested yesterday in Manhattan. An East Village hardware store manager says he helped make it happen. Francisco Puebla says he was working at his store when he looked up and saw the suspect, Frank James, walk right by.
He was like a normal person. He didn't resist anything. He just like staying calm, and then that's how they get him.
Puebla notified police who were down the block, and minutes later the suspect was in custody. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essex says James has a record.
His arrest history in New York is 9 prior arrests, dating from 1992 to 1998.
Chief Essex also says James was arrested several times in New Jersey. The New York State Health Department says two new Omicron subvariants that appear even more transmissible than the highly contagious BA2 are driving an uptick in COVID cases in the state. The department estimates that they have a 23 to 27% growth advantage over the BA2 variant that was itself more infectious than the original Omicron. In a statement, State Health Commissioner Mary Bassett says while these subvariants are new, the tools to combat them are not. An Ohio man who acknowledges he joined the mob at the U.S. Capitol last year and ignored a variety of warning signs says he was only following orders from the president, Donald Trump. The man, 38-year-old Dustin Byron Thompson, testified during his trial in federal court in Washington. Thompson's defense team is the first to argue that Trump and others were responsible for the mob's actions. Traffic between Mexico and the U.S. has been snarled since Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered commercial trucks undergo extra inspections. It's part of the governor's fight with the Biden administration over immigration.
Texas law enforcement is apprehending illegal immigrants that got away from the Border Patrol, including previously convicted murderers, previously convicted child rapists, kidnappers, drug traffickers, MS-13 gang members, and cartel gang members.
Governor Abbott says the standoff has stoked warnings by trade groups and experts that U.S. grocery shoppers could soon notice shortages. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Tech, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg. Nathan.
Michael, thank you. Coming up to 5:10 on Wall Street, time for the Bloomberg Sports Update. Good morning, John Stanshauer.
Good morning, Nathan. Yankees beaten by the Blue Jays. More specifically, they were beaten by one Blue Jay.
Vladdy Betts leading off this eighth. Jonathan Loaisiga's first pitch is slammed out to deep left field. That ball is gone! Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with a three-homer game. Tonight he does it in the Bronx.
That's Jays Radio. He also had a three-home run game last season. Two of the homers plus a double came against Gerrit Cole. Most of all, this came after Guerrero cut his hand on a play in the field. Toronto won 6-4. It's early in the season, but a couple of Yankee concerns. Too much reliance on the home run. They hit three. Anthony Rizzo, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, but they scored only one other run. Also, Kyle Higashioka promoted to starting catcher. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa brought in to be the new shortstop. Together, they are 2-for-35. Series ends tonight. Mets are off. They have their home opener tomorrow. It will include the unveiling of the Tom Seaver statue. All happens on the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut in Brooklyn. The Mets with a 5-2 road trip. They won in Philadelphia 9-6. Pete Alonso followed up his grand slam the other day with a three-run homer, and Max Scherzer is already 2-0. Also in Philly, Rangers won 4-0, 28 saves for Alex Georgiev. Kaapo Kakko scored the first two goals. NBA play-in, two more wins by home teams. Atlanta by 29, ending Charlotte's season. New Orleans took out San Antonio, so tomorrow, Hawks visit Cleveland, Pelicans at the Clippers, and the winners advance. John Stashauer, Bloomberg Sports. Nathan?
Okay, John, thank you. Right now, S&P futures are down 5 points. Dow futures down 26. NASDAQ futures up 2 points. The 10-year Treasury yield now 2.67%. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak. Bloomberg 11:30 weather. Get ready for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 80 degrees. Sunshine back tomorrow with a high near 70. Few more showers possible Saturday, upper 60s for highs. Currently 57 in Central Park.
Markets, headlines, and breaking news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Bloomberg Business app, and at Bloomberg Quick Take. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow, and stocks and government bonds are mixed as investors await the European Central Bank's meeting later today for cues on the path of monetary policy. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day. On Bloomberg, right now S&P futures are a little changed, so are Dow futures. NASDAQ futures up about 13. The DAX in Germany is little changed. 10-year Treasury up 5/32, yield 2.68%. Yield on the 2-year, 2.33%. NYMEX crude oil is down 0.6% or 58 cents at $103.69 a barrel. COMEX gold is down 0.7% or $12.90 at $19.71.80 an ounce. The euro 1.0912 against the dollar. British pound 1.3144. The yen at 125.35. And Bitcoin this morning is moving lower, down 0.25% at $41,150. Today we are watching for reports on March retail sales, the import price index, and the weekly report on initial jobless claims, all out at 8:30 Wall Street time. Consumer sentiment and business inventories out at 10. And then a busy morning for earnings, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and State Street among companies that are scheduled to report today. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Now here's Michael Barr with more on what's going on around the world. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. The suspect arrested in the Brooklyn subway shooting that left 10 people wounded by gunfire also left behind a trove of angry YouTube videos. Police were studying them for a possible motive. Frank James vented about racism in America, his struggles with mental illness, New York City's new mayor, 9/11, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and black women. In MLB, the Yankees and Orioles lost. The Mets, Nationals, Red Sox, Athletics, and Giants all won. In the NHL, the Rangers won. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take. Powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts from more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg Nation.
Okay, Michael, thanks. It's 519 on Wall Street, live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios. This is Bloomberg Daybreak. And let's pick up on Michael's reporting on this Brooklyn subway suspect. We're joined live now in the studio by our New York bureau chief here at Bloomberg News, Shelley Banjo. Shelley, as Michael mentioned, Frank James, the suspect here, did leave apparently a pretty heavy record of social media. What more can you tell us about what this potentially says about this suspect, what investigators are focusing on?
Right now, they haven't actually released any kind of specific motive. But if you watch many of the videos, which have since been taken down on YouTube, YouTube got back to us yesterday saying that they took down the videos because they violated their terms and conditions. But when you look at the videos, which were up for a while, you do see a man who was clearly troubled, had a number of issues, and a number of reports speaking to his family members talked about this kind of itinerant lifestyle that he had moving from place to place. And you see that also in his extensive arrest records, because not only is he arrested 9 times in New York, as well as in New Jersey, and of course he bought his gun in Ohio.
But he is facing now a federal terrorism charge, right? What I mean, if there is this social media record here, is that potentially what led to this terrorism charge for him?
No, the terrorism charge is because of where he committed the crime. So on the transit system, that is considered a terrorism charge if you do that kind of crime on any kind of U.S. transit system.
Let's take a broader view here and talk a little bit more about how this manhunt ended. It was a very tense time here in New York City over the last 24 hours or so.
That's right. So allegedly, the police say that he had left the subway station, walked around New York City. We don't exactly know where he went after he'd left Brooklyn, and by the time he reached the East Village in Manhattan yesterday is when he was apprehended.
And I understand there was a tipster who helped New York City police apprehend this gentleman, yes?
Yes, so the police say that they received a tip that the suspect was in a McDonald's in the East Village, and they went to the McDonald's. He wasn't there, so they started driving around the neighborhood, and that's when they found him. A number of other folks have come forward and said, you know, I help police, or whatnot. And there's also some reports from the Associated Press that the suspect himself was the one who called it in. All of those are still unconfirmed.
And with all this happening, the tension around the subway system and violent crime, an issue for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, how is this case potentially changing or shifting the strategy when it comes to dealing with the surge in violence that we've seen in this city and in other cities across the country?
You know, immediately Adams put on more police on the streets. You know, part of that was because the alleged suspect was at large. However, his kind of approach to policing so far, or his kind of approach to crime so far, has been adding more police. The question is now, does that really help? Because the police weren't there in that station when the crime was committed. And so, you know, they had done regular sweeps as part of this plan that Adams had put into place. But didn't that, you know, really do anything? So I think that there's going to be a lot of introspection whether or not even these early days are actually working or if they need to be tweaked.
And does the mayor consider this incident an aberration, or does he consider it part of the overall pattern of crime in the city?
He really framed it as a national issue. So he takes the Zoom stage because he was, of course, quarantined with COVID. So he hasn't been out and about, but he appeared and said, you know, this is a national problem. This is happening in cities across America, which is true, but it is also happening right here in New York City, which is the most populous city in the country. And so there is going to be somewhat different kind of strategies that you're going to have to take here.
In our last 30 seconds here, is more being done to assure subway commuters that their ride into and out of work is safe?
You know, you did see a drop off yesterday of a little less than 10% from the week prior. The subway was running about 60%, And that, you know, obviously varies day to day, but that's going to be the biggest hurdle. People don't feel safe taking the subway. They don't feel comfortable taking the subway. And, you know, how are they going to bring back those riders is going to be an important question, not just for the subway system itself, but also for its finances as well.
Thanks for this, Shelley. Thank you for the update. Shelley Banjo, Bloomberg News, New York Bureau Chief, with the latest on the Brooklyn subway suspect, Frank James, as he awaits his initial court appearance later today on federal terrorism charges. Looking ahead to the market open this morning, mixed as we await bank earnings. S&P futures down 2 points, Dow futures down 6, NASDAQ futures up 13 points. The 10-year Treasury is up 5/32 with a yield 2.67% and the yield on the 2-year 2.33. This is Bloomberg. Bloomberg Daybreak brought to you by the New York Community Trust. Your name will live on as a champion of the causes you care about for years to come through a charitable bequest to the New York Community Trust. Learn more at philanthropist.nyc.
Broadcasting live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studio in New York. Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991. To Boston, Bloomberg 1061. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Business App and BloombergRadio.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
It's 5:30 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. We are just about 4 hours away from the open of U.S. trading. Let's get you up to date on the news you need to know at this hour. New York City residents are breathing a sigh of relief after police arrested suspected subway shooter Frank James. Mayor Eric Adams released a statement after the arrest.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it.
Mayor Adams is isolating after a positive COVID-19 test. City Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell also addressed the arrest.
We used every resource at our disposal to gather and process significant evidence that directly links Mr. James to the shooting. We were able to shrink his world quickly. There was nowhere left for him to run.
Police Commissioner Sewell said the NYPD worked with many law enforcement partners to make the arrest.
Well, meantime, in Washington, Karen, the focus remains on Ukraine. President Biden announced $800 million in additional U.S. military aid, while Europe continues to provide cash for weapons as well. It comes as Russia warns of deploying nuclear weapons in and around the Baltic Seas. That's if Finland and Sweden join NATO. As fighting continues, Russia is repositioning forces for renewed attacks in the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine.
Well, turning to the economy back here in the U.S., Nathan, it's all about inflation, and surging prices may soon have you paying more at Amazon. Joining us live to explain is Bloomberg's Renita Young. Good morning, Renita.
Good morning, Karen. Amazon merchants were already grappling with cost-related fee hikes that took effect in January and averaged 5%. And now Bloomberg News has learned Amazon is adding a 5% fuel and inflation fee on online merchants that use its shipping services. That's putting pressure on sellers to raise prices. And it's scheduled to kick in on April 28th. Amazon joins a range of corporations who have already had to take action to offset rising costs. Airlines are raising ticket prices. Uber and Lyft added fuel surcharges. And FedEx and UPS have hiked their prices. Live in New York, I'm Renita Young, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Renita, thank you. On Wall Street, four big banks release earnings today. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all report this morning. They will follow yesterday's mixed report from J.P. Morgan.
And overseas, Nathan, China is trying to curb the spread of COVID-19, and consumers in the U.S. are feeling some effects. Apple shoppers are facing longer wait times for MacBook Pro laptops. A sign lockdowns may be contributing to delays. The high-end MacBook Pro is seeing delivery estimates as late as mid-June. Futures this morning, S&P futures, Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, all pretty much little change. Straight ahead, your latest local headlines, plus a check of sports, and this is Bloomberg.
All right, Karen, thank you. It's 5:33 on Wall Street. We're at 58 degrees in Central Park, still dealing with that accident on the northbound Connecticut Turnpike at exit 9. We'll get you the very latest details on that shortly. First, Michael Barr with more on what we know about the Brooklyn subway suspect. Michael?
Thank you very much, Nathan. The suspect arrested in the Brooklyn subway shooting that left 10 people wounded by gunfire also left behind a trove of angry YouTube videos. Police were studying them for a possible motive. Frank James seemed to vent about nearly everything in his videos: racism in America, his struggles with mental illness, New York City's new mayor, 9/11, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and black women. In one, he said, "This nation was born in violence. It's kept alive by violence or the threat thereof, and it's going to die a violent death." NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essex says the suspect has been arrested 9 times in New York and has other arrests.
He has 3 arrests in New Jersey, 1991, 1992, and 2007. They are for trespass, larceny, and disorderly conduct.
Chief Essex says the gun allegedly used by James was purchased in Ohio in 2011. 2 new Omicron subvariants that appear even more transmissible than the highly contagious BA2 are driving an uptick in COVID cases in New York. According to the state's health department, it's the first reported instance of significant community spread due to the 2 subvariants in the U.S. Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to defy pressure from those opposed to his new border policy. The extra inspections of commercial trucks coming from Mexico is snarling traffic and leading to warnings that U.S. consumers could face food shortages. Still, Abbott says it's worth it.
Texas is apprehending people crossing our border illegally from countries like China, Iran, Russia, Iraq, and more than 150 additional countries from across the globe.
Republican Governor Abbott says he would not repeal his new policy at all bridges until there are more assurances of security. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg.
Nathan. Michael, thanks. 5:35 on Wall Street. Time for the Bloomberg Sports Update. Here's John Stashower.
Thanks, Nathan. Aaron Boone was asked to sum up the hitting exploits of Toronto slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He called it otherworldly. What a night for the son of the Hall of Famer. Home run to straightaway center field in the first inning. 2-run shot in the third, a double in the sixth, all that off Garrett Cole, and then a 443-foot home run off Jonathan Loaisiga, leading off the eighth. The second three-home run game of Guerrero's career. Toronto won 6-4. Yankees in defeat hit 3 solo shots. Anthony Rizzo and Aaron Judge went back-to-back. The series and the homestand ends tonight. Mets are off. They finished a strong opening 5-2 road trip with a 9-6 win at Philadelphia, game where they held on after leading 8-1. Home opener tomorrow versus Arizona should be quite a day at Citi Field. They will unveil the Tom Seaver statue. His grandson will throw out the first pitch. Clayton Kershaw missed much of last season due to injury, made his first start of this season. And in Minnesota, Kershaw hurled 7 perfect innings, 21 outs, 13 by strikeout, only 80 pitches, yet they took him out. A decision made by Dodger manager Dave Roberts and supported by Kershaw.
As much as I would have wanted to do it, I've thrown 75 pitches in a sim game, you know, and I hadn't gone 6 innings, let alone 7. And sure, I would have loved to do it, but, you know, maybe we get another chance. Who knows?
Except perfect games don't happen often. Only 24 in baseball history. The Twins broke up the perfect game, then the no-hitter in the eighth. Rangers won 4-0 at Philadelphia. The shutout for Alex Georgiev. Pair of goals for Kappa Kappa. NBA play-in wins for Atlanta, New Orleans. Las Vegas Raiders gave quarterback Derek Carr a 3-year, $121 million extension. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports. Nathan.
John, thanks. 5:37 on Wall Street. Time for the Tri-State Business Report. Here's Bloomberg's Ed Corey.
Manhattan apartment rents hit a record high for a second straight month. Tenants paid a median of $3,644 on leases signed in March. That's the most in 3 decades of data keeping by appraiser Miller Samuel and brokerage Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Rents jumped 23% from a year earlier. Jersey Transit says rail and bus ridership's continuing to rebound. Weekday rail ridership on average since mid-February, remaining above 50% from where it was before the pandemic began. Average rail ridership on weekends went up to about 80% as of Wednesday. Copenhagen's famous Noma restaurant is coming to New York for a few days. Noma plans to open a pop-up in Brooklyn May 16th through the 20th. It'll be in a specially built venue at 26 Bridge Street in the Dumbo neighborhood. The restaurant will serve 50 guests each night. That's your Bloomberg Tri-State Business Report. I'm Ed Corey.
Thank you, Ed. It's 5:38 on Wall Street. Bloomberg Radio is on the air from San Francisco to New York, London to Hong Kong. Let's check in with our global news team for some of the top stories heard on our 300 affiliate radio stations around the world.
I'm Steve Potusk, and on 1010 Winds in New York, we're talking about Manhattan apartment rents setting another record in a frenzied market.
I'm Scott Carr. On WBBM in Chicago, I'm reporting on a group of local techies ditching Zoom to bring the Chicago tech community together again for in-person events.
I'm Jeff Bullinger, and on WIOD in Miami, I'm reporting a Miami-based cryptocurrency payment startup has attracted a lot of celebrity backing.
I'm Lisa Mateo, and on KYW in Philadelphia, I'll be reporting on the expansion of the plant-based market with faux eggs.
I'm Ed Corey on WWJ in Detroit. I'm reporting the Southfield Town Center, expected to be sold by the end of next month.
Those are some of the stories our 2,700 Bloomberg journalists and analysts are working on this morning around the world. It's 5:39 on Wall Street.
The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
One of the most important decisions a politician can make is selecting the competent deputy who's ready to step in as soon as the need arises. The people of New York could have expected Kathy Hochul to understand this, since she served as lieutenant governor for years before stepping in to replace Andrew Cuomo in 2021. But apparently not. It emerged this week that Hochul's running mate in the upcoming gubernatorial election, Brian Benjamin, has been indicted on campaign finance violations. After pleading not guilty, Benjamin resigned from his role as lieutenant governor. If ballot rules prevent Hochul from changing running mates before the primary election, as seems likely, she should throw her weight behind the most qualified candidate available, even if it requires a writing campaign. Supporting someone who's above reproach is the best way for her to win back the confidence of New York's voters. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg Opinion Editorial Board. I'm David Shipley. For more Bloomberg Opinion, please go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPI and go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.
You can listen to Bloomberg Opinion editorials every weekday at this time. Terminal customers can read more at OPI and go. Futures kind of treading water before we get to the latest round of bank earnings this morning. S&P futures are little changed at the moment. Dow futures up 15 points. So are NASDAQ futures. 10-year Treasury is up 1/32nd. The yield, 2.69%. This is Bloomberg. Bloomberg 11:30 weather, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high close to 80 degrees. Sunshine's back tomorrow, upper 60s. We'll be in the upper 60s Saturday as well with a few showers possible. 58 right now.